Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And this segment brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. I thought I heard a in the middle of that. What?
Oh, because, yeah, we're shocked.
What?
Whoa.
I'm just, it's the way that we, and by we, I mean the young people, and I don't love the young people, so you can spare me the drop, the use of the GOAT. Now everything is the GOAT. When we want to pay a compliment to a friend, it's, thanks, you're the GOAT. Guru, I love you, but you're not the GOAT. And our account, at Steiny Guru and Dibs, and you should be following it on Twitter because it's incredible. But they just retweeted your picture, Goo, with a caption of, look at the, and then there's what appears to be an emoji or whatever that is, of a goat. Memo to whoever's handling our account. If Guru was the goat of that team, he would have gone on to an all-league varsity career and probably would have been D1. But he wasn't. So the fact that we throw goats around, we throw more goats around than people throw out us. It just, I bristle at it, Steiny. We could
Great
be so
word.
Much more creative. We could use more of the language itself. Instead, it's, oh, thanks, you're the goat. Have a nice day, goat, 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 goat. It just, it's nauseating.
Right.
And Dibs, I'm old enough to remember when goat meant choke artist. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Steiny,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Not the greatest
wow.
of all time.
No.
Choke artist.
I think Jay-Z changed that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down for the acronym. Greatest of all time. G-O-A-T. S-O-F-T. G-O-A-T. Goat. I'm all for it. But when you goat up everybody, it loses its luster. So that's what.
Yeah.
Thank you, Goo.
Whoa.
That's why I made that.
Three
that's
cries.
Why I made that noise. Three cries for your goat.
Rumor has it the tweet has been amended. So if you want to check that out,
I don't succumb to peer pressure. Yeah, I hope the goat's still there for everybody involved. Don't let Dibs.
Which number? What are you? What?
34. I'm on the left side.
34.
We had a bad team. Went to state.
Who's that? Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you right now, looking at this, and you can go find this at Steiny Guru Dibley. You don't go anywhere. You don't go anywhere without my big boy, the big white fella in the middle, 31.
Chris Scott. Went to Loyola Marymount. Played with
6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah, 6'8". Christian Scott.
And Kyle, I just want to say, Kyle, that Exergen approves of your retweet because accuracy matters.
It matters, yeah.
This is the new caption.
Kyle, I'm disappointed.
Here's the new caption. Everybody, please observe Daryl in a high school basketball uniform. This is an entertaining photo, even if he was a mediocre player.
Ouch. So I'm different.
Yeah. Ouch.
Thank you. That brought to you by Exergen because accuracy matters. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyway. I'll say this, Goo. You looked like you weren't in bad shape in high school.
Yeah, we had somebody that couldn't be.
I mean, you weren't Will Scott, the big lefty who went to Loyola.
Chris Scott.
Yeah.
And next to him, Pete Lawrence got drafted by the Dodgers coming out of James Logan High School, number 42 right there, a baller. Reg Basie, Relaford, Tillman. I'll leave it alone. Donald
Don't
Blythe.
Sleep on 21. 21 probably Reg, get after you in the full court.
That's Reg B. That's Reg Basie. Yeah. He listening
He'll
to the show
He'll pick you
now.
Up full court. Yeah. Steiny, speaking of shape, I think now is as good a time as ever for you to bury Luka Doncic for being grossly overweight. You sent out not one, not two, but three different fat-shaming tweets about the young phenom in our league. Please explain.
I will, Dibs. I definitely will explain. I'm watching the Mavericks last night, and I'm looking at Luka, and I'm thinking, he's not in great shape. I mean, he's big. He's heavy. He's carrying a few extra pounds. And that's what my first tweet was. I don't want to be petty, but Doncic looks like he could lose a few. And, you know, I got some responses that said, you know, that's kind of not cool. And I was like, well, okay, I get it. I get the issue in our society now of saying that about anybody, but how do you relay that you believe someone's not in great shape? I don't think he's in great shape. He's heavy.
Fat?
I didn't say fat. I said,
and you did it politically correct, Stani. He could lose a. That's the political. Because if you said fat, then I could see some people coming down your road. You
but he's
did
not
that
fat.
The presidential
he's obviously
way.
Not fat.
Yeah, he's a bit heavy.
But
yeah,
somebody said shouldn't have even said lose a few. You should have said get into better shape. Or anyway, he needs to get into better shape.
He's big
you know
boned. He's big boned.
He is,
and
he is.
He's no Oliver Miller as we take shots at one of
not
the heavier players in our league. And, you know, Zion's another guy who probably could get into, quote, better shape. But
Have you guys seen Doncic this year? He looks a little like a 6'8 James Harden. He's a little barrel-chested, like a little Kevin McHale-ish.
It makes it more impressive what he's doing, knowing he's not in tip-top shape. It's like Harden. You know, you don't got the muscle definition. It's like you came out the womb to play basketball. How are you doing this? And you ain't even, you know, you ain't even got your body right.
He is not having a great year, though. Did you hear he even said Lillard should be the all-star starter other than him? You know what, as John Dickinson would say, I respect that.
That's
one of
crazy.
One of the things we want to keep you all abreast of is what's going on down in L.A. right now or outside L.A. if you haven't heard. Tiger Woods was involved in a one-car accident, and right now he is in surgery, and they are operating on multiple injuries in his legs. And if there's good news, it's that his injuries are not life-threatening, and it is believed he was conscious at the time he was extracted from the vehicle. Los Angeles Superintendent Lieutenant Michael White told KCBS they had to get Tiger out of the car with the jaws of life. And according to, it looks like they may have been lost control of the vehicle, and it rolled over several times. So Tiger Woods right now, non-life-threatening, which is good, but it sure sounds like we don't know about what his golfing future holds, Dibs. And, man, after last year, like, you know, it's funny, as I was talking to Susan, I said, you hear what happened to Tiger? And she said, yeah, oh, my gosh. And she said, well, he wasn't really a factor anymore, was he? And I said, no, actually, he was. I mean, he won the Masters last year. You tell me, Dibs. I mean, he was competitive last year. It looks like the only thing holding him back is injuries, and now we've got this, unfortunately.
Yeah, and what's really sad, and I don't want to put a period on his career because hopefully he's able to come back from this and the five back surgeries he had, which had kept him sidelined, and that's why he wasn't playing in the Genesis Invitational won by Max Homa. He was there, though, to present the trophy just about a day and a half before this accident. But the thing about it, Steiny, is that he really was embracing being back out on tour with the young guns. There's so many great young players now, from DeChambeau to Justin Thomas and John Rahm and Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy. So many of these great young players. But Tiger's able to not only hang with them, but it sometimes beat them. And he's really embraced it, Goo. He isn't such a standoffish personality anymore. He's bringing his kids on tour. And he's kind of changed his perception after all the mistresses and all the scandal from about 10 years ago. So to not have him out on the tour would be crappy, not only for the fans and the networks, by the way, who benefit greatly when he's in the hunt, but also his fellow players who are loving playing with him.
Tell me, Steiny and Dibs, right now, because we talked about, you know, what he's meant to the sport. We talked about the wonderful documentary we watched of him. And I remember him getting pulled over and, you know, he had his little bout with the opioids or whatnot. And you mentioned scandal. And I'm rooting like hell. I'm praying for him, Dibs and Stani, that he's okay. But am I a dirtbag for thinking there's another part of this, assuming he's okay, to where I'm seeing it already on social media. People want the blood alcohol right. and all. That's none of our – but it's going to come out, right? Because if right. that is not – let's just say right, this is going to go down as – you know, not Thanksgiving, Dibs, but and Stani, you know where I'm going, man. I just hope, and I hope that's clean for his sake.
We all do. We all do. And, you know, an accident of this nature is going to be investigated in every way. And this is not for us to speculate, but when you have a single car rollover accident with injuries this severe to where you need the police called, you need an ambulance called, there's an investigation. And they'll be able to tell based on skid marks and or point of entry, point of rollover. They're going to be able to figure out forensically what happened. And then I would imagine, Steiny, there will be a standard blood analysis based on the nature of the crash and the fact that he's in surgery. So without speculating, you hope for the best, but accidents of this nature, you can't help but think what could possibly be involved. And again, we don't know. Right now, all we do know is that he was involved in a solo car accident, and he's undergone surgery for multiple leg issues, and they're non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, and we'll keep you all updated on what is going on with Tiger Woods, who right now, again, is in surgery after a car accident. Operation is dealing with multiple injuries to his legs, so we will keep you updated on the Tiger Woods situation. We'll also get you ready for tonight's Golden State Warriors New York Knicks game. That game is at Madison Square Garden, and I got a question for all the West Coast Golden State Warrior fans, and it's this. Does Madison Square Garden mean anything to you? Does it mean anything to you extra? Is it the Mecca, or is it just another building to you? Are you likely or not likely to watch the game simply because they're playing at Madison Square Garden? 888-957-9570. And as always at 120, Guru's Lock of the Day coming up next.
Time for the Exergen temperature check, because accuracy matters. It's 77 degrees and sunny in Brentwood.
You're listening to Stani, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Kobe on a spin. What a pivot. Yes! 121-103-59 for Kobe. What a display! Tomorrow, looking at Kobe. Here it comes, up against Chandler. And he'll go to the free throw line, held up by Wilson Chandler. It's the play at an incredible level. He's got it. Kobe Bryant has now scored more points than any other player at Madison Square Garden with 61.
All right. Great game by the late Kobe Bryant. 61 points in 2009 against the New York Knicks. Why are we playing that, you ask? Well, the Golden State Warriors tonight are at Madison Square Garden taking on the Knicks. 4:30 tip-off, everybody. Tim Roy will have that call at that time. And at 3 o'clock, your pregame starts with J.D. and Ryan Covey. So Warriors, Knicks, that's one of the themes today. But another theme, unfortunately, has been Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, if you're just joining us, one car accident down near Los Angeles. Non-life-threatening injuries, but he is in surgery right now. And that surgery is addressing multiple injuries in his legs, And any additional information we get about Tiger Woods, we will pass along as quickly as possible. So that's what's going on with Tiger. And, of course, the Warriors play tonight. And maybe most – well, not most importantly, but let's have a little fun with Guru's Lock of the Day.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Get more information before you place your bets. Check out BetQL.com, an awesome website that uses data and simulations to help you be a better. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off your next subscription at BetQL.com. Last night, Guru had the Heat, -7 at the Thunder. Here's how that one went.
Kendrick for BAM. He hammered it down.
Defense went under the screen. That allowed Kendrick the room.
And here's Nunn with the pickup on a steal, driving, bam, slamming. Bam.
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports. It was shaky there for a while, but Guru's guy Kendrick Nunn helped lead the way in a 108-94 Heat victory. Nunn had 20 points and 9 assists, including those two you just heard to Bam Adebayo, who had 19 points himself. Bam. It's a 14-point win. It covers the 7 points easily, and it puts you in the win column. Welcome back, Goo.
Oh, yeah. 7-3, fellas. Oh, a good 10. Good 10 games. I got to tell you, that game looked like it was going the other way, but NBA basketball, Dad Dibley, will change on you like the flash of a camera
with a little bit of
win.
And a sprinkle of the Guru's hot. It's hot here. Hot in here, Steiny. It's hot in here.
What you got, Steiny? You wanted me to lose.
No, I didn't. No, not last night. You'd lost two in a row. I'm just questioning the definition of hot.
Well, I guess you homered. Well, 7 out of 10 is 70%.
Oh, that's, you're actually going the whole
yep.
Yeah. Kit and caboodle.
Yeah,
you got to look at it. Okay. He's up 3.7 units. 3.7 units, baby. Big
and the pick is in for tonight, Kyle.
Oh.
The NBA's giving away money tonight, and it takes place in Brooklyn. The Nets are on fire, and they're proving they're going to win this thing, and they're doing it 6 in a row without Kevin Durant. They host the Sacramento Kings, and I got to tell you, I don't know what's going on with Luke Walton, but I feel like his days are numbered. They got some players. They just can't put it together. 12-18. They're in Brooklyn getting 6.5. I'm taking the Nets. I'm telling you to take it. All the people out there, liquidate all assets. Brooklyn -6.5 against the Sacramento Kings. They're hot, Steiny. Dibs, they're hot. If I lose this one, I like it. Like, I did my little, intel, and they just came to sack and scored 136 points on Sacramento without Durant, which they'll be without him again tonight. But I think this is the lock of the night.
Well, if I could, pick your brain about this pick. Is this their first game of a road trip?
No, it's their second. They lost to Milwaukee Sunday night, got ran out the building, and Milwaukee hadn't been playing that great. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to follow them all the way back to the nation's capital because I don't see them getting wins anytime soon.
And Brooklyn, a 6-game winning streak? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 11-5 at home. And win by
Dibs.
7. I like it.
There's a process there. There's no doubt.
No, and they're a hot team, and Sacramento is beleaguered, David. And I think that when you look at the spot, I like it. I like it a lot. I'm a little bit gun-shy, though. I tried to hashtag ride the goo one time in the 10, and I saddle up that one hurts. Of his three losses, so I'm gonna go ahead and be a spectator. I'm gonna be on the sideline. I'm gonna do my Diane Cannon, my Jack Nicholson, and be courtside for it. But I'm gonna try and ride out this under here in the Champions League, and I'll be pulling for you, Goo.
Real quick, are you impressed with what Brooklyn's doing without Durant? He's about to miss a 6th straight game. Harden might be in the MVP conversation, man. I mean, they're playing that well. And they got guys now. Harris, Jordan showing a pulse. I mean, watch out for Brooklyn. I already picked him to win it. You know where I'm at, Steiny.
You did. And, Steiny, what about the quote from Matt Barnes, who joined Damon Ratto and Kolsky yesterday? Oh, mainly it was Damon and Kolsky. I don't think Ray even partook in that interview, but he
God,
mentioned
I hate that,
that
guy.
I love you, Ray. You know that, Ray. You know me, Ray. But Barnes saying that offensively, the Brooklyn Big Three greater than the Warriors Big Three when KD was here. Your thoughts, Steiny?
I see where he's coming from. Absolutely, see where he's coming from. I mean,
agree or disagree?
I agree, but it's. Who's the worst offensive player of the Warriors three? Klay Thompson. Okay, I think Kyrie Irving is a better offensive player than Klay. So I would, you know, to me it's a draw. Durant's a draw. And I didn't say
that. Hungry like the wolf.
Curry and Harden are a draw offensively, but Kyrie's better offensively than Klay, I would say. But
Your thoughts on Steiny's analysis?
I said it from the beginning. No shade to Klay, but I think a lot of people undersell the ability to create your own shot. And that wasn't Klay's forte. Not that he can't do it. I'm going Brooklyn. This offensively is out of control, Dib. So to answer your question, yes.
And I mean, obviously it's a question worth the discussion, but to me it kind of really doesn't matter because there's a fourth player involved here that tilts the scale in a monster way, and it's Draymond Green. Mm. Because the Nets don't have anybody that helps their three players offensively like Draymond helps the Warriors. Three, and then defensively, Draymond was on another. Now, it's going to be interesting. I will say that. In a way, and not Wagyu, as in Wagyu beef, but in a way, Goo, I think it might be easier for the Nets to play with one of their greats out. Wow. In a way. I mean, I don't think they can be at their best unless all three are playing, but if it's just Kyrie and Harden, I mean, there's enough shots to go around. If it's the three of them, then there's going to be more trouble. But I will say this, Dibs. Harden has shown, I mean, he's always been able to pass. Yeah. Hell, the guy led the league in assists one year.
Yeah, he's channeling his inner Puffy right there, Guru. More money, more problems right there.
Nice.
Thank you, Dibber.
What you guys – you guys know Spanish at all?
No.
Because if you know Spanish, you guys can just start speaking in Spanish because I don't understand Spanish. And you may as that's – or why don't you go into another room and talk by yourselves? Puff Daddy something something?
Diddy.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Sean Combs.
Bad Combs. Boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad Boy for Life.
But what was the – this, that?
Biggie, Faith. There was a song called Mo Money, you know, Mo Problems. Right. Just talking about the lifestyle of the rich and famous and how the more money you have, the more invariably – problems seem to arise that you didn't have before you had money.
That I get.
And that's kind of with the Brooklyn Nets, where you have so much offense that you have so much money, it becomes a problem because you can't get everyone involved. Mo money, mo problems.
Gotcha.
And I got to add this, Donnie.
Yeah.
You look out on the Serengeti of the NBA. Outside of Brooklyn, who scares you? I mean, the Lakers got AD. That's the issue. I'm rooting for AD. I think this could be ending like Kevin Durant. What team scares you? Boston can't find their way. Miami, you know, I know to Denver, there's not that team outside of Brooklyn. It's like, ooh, you know, this scares you.
You know what, Goo? Every time I think you know what you're talking about, you just make a fundamental error. Have you heard of the Utah Jazz? They're 26-5, Goo.
It's a great story.
It's overrated. Hey, Spadoni, I'm the judge of that. Why are you worried about the Lakers? It's going to be a blessing in disguise to have Anthony Davis miss 4 to 6 weeks the year after there was a 70-day offseason. I think the Lakers are going to be fine. I think the Clippers are going to be – I think the Clippers are real good, too. And I also think Denver's going to get it together. I give a lot of teams a chance against the Nets, including a team that's not playing great right now, but I think they will by the end of the year, and that's the Milwaukee Bucks. I really do.
Well, they're missing a Holiday.
They are. Mm-hmm. And that hurts. And what, you know, the funny thing is, you know, while we're saying Brooklyn doesn't scare us, you know, Philly's got the best record in the East. Can Philly beat them, Goo?
Yeah, they can beat them. I would just – if you're telling me Brooklyn's got Kevin Durant, then that's when it's go time. I'm betting on Brooklyn.
And things slow down in the postseason. Possessions become more important, and defenders are going to be allowed to actually defend in our league. So I'm concerned about Brooklyn and their ability to do just that on the other end. And you get into tight games against Philadelphia, against Boston, by the way, still a pretty deep team in the East. Deep team. And Milwaukee, until you actually show me, I can't put any faith in the Bucks. But the road is not so clear to the Eastern Finals, to the NBA Finals for Brooklyn.
Right. And I see the text line is really going off its rocker. Keep in mind the big three, Matt Barnes said, offensively, I believe, right?
And you said that. You said that.
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, when I laid that out
people
there.
Are,
you did, yeah. No, yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I want full credit for stealing from Damon Radonkolsky.
How can you say James Harden is a better scorer than Steph Curry?
Because he averaged 35 a game, and we're only talking about scoring? It's like Draymond, it's like Steph Curry is a great all-around player, but James Harden scores more points, and that's what scoring's about. It's just offense, people.
Steph is a way better screen setter.
That's true. Better rebounder, too, probably. Pound for pound. How about this? Pound for pound, Steph Curry may very well be the best player in basketball history. Will that get everybody off my ass? Because it's
maybe
true.
Something. Yeah, there's no doubt.
It's true. I put Tiny
Manute
Archibald
Ball,
up there.
Please.
Manute Ball. I love the dude.
Pound for pound. With about a buck eight. 7'6", 108.
What do you think about tonight's ball game, Warriors-Knicks? Do we have a line on that one, Goo? And I know I'm asking you.
Warriors minus
three.
I know you
have to pay you extra money to get this kind of information.
Well, I'll get to you free. You know you're my guy. Warriors minus three. This is a big game. Mathematically, this is a huge game.
Warriors
they
got
to win by four. Yeah, they got to win by four.
Really?
Yep. You push if
Warriors
they
favored?
Win by three. I can't believe that. But that's the Steph But New York don't got no Steph Curry. And they're smarting after throwing away two wins. The Warriors, they're going to come kick some ass tonight. Dibs, honestly, I wanted to pick that one, but I jinxed them Friday. I'll leave the home team alone.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you showing that kind of restraint. And it really is, if you talk about the spot, it couldn't be better for the Golden State Warriors. You have 2 days off, and I know you didn't get to sightsee. You didn't get to go to the Empire State Building. Hit Chelsea Piers, hit some balls. Whatever, you're in your hotel room, and thank you, the place is phenomenal. It sucks you couldn't go out and see the sights, but you have 2 days to get ready. And, by the way, Steph Curry has 3 days to get ready, and Wiseman and Looney are fresher than daisies, having not played in a couple of weeks. So you have no excuses. You've got your hashtag full squad intact, and you had off days. I can see where you're favored. That said, Steiny, if you come out and lose this one, especially if you lose it, you lose it ugly. You play flat, you play poorly. Yep. Then we got problems. You should win this one. I'm with Guru.
Yeah, and if you're talking about New York City, don't sleep on the Meatpacking District.
Of course, of course.
And not to mention, of course, the Garment District.
Now you got to go to Soho and see the beautiful people and do some window shopping. Absolutely.
Right.
Guru, have you ever been to New York?
Yeah.
No, I'm just sitting here thinking, Manhattan, that's where I'd want to go, Manhattan.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is, Goo, is you head north. You can go all the way down to the south part of Manhattan, which is beautiful, Wall Street, Financial District. You head up, you get your Times Square, you get your east side, your west side. Then you head really further north, and you get up into the hundreds, and you get to Harlem, and you get a real sense of New York history. You head a little further up, you catch a piece of the Bronx. You can get, without even leaving Manhattan, quote-unquote, you can get 12 to 15 different New Yorks all in a, and I don't know if you like to walk, but probably the best walking city in the country. It's definitely on Mount Walkmore among cities in the world, I would say.
Where was Marilyn at, the famous pitcher Steiny wore a dress winner? Where was she at? Where was she at? Manhattan? Where was that at? You guys know?
When
the Marilyn Monroe,
the
wind came up from the subway in her dress.
That's New York, right? Yeah. Nobody knows.
I'm not sure.
What
I do know is I can tell you this with certainty: there is a statue of Marilyn Monroe in Palm Springs of that iconic photo.
Wow, that was awesome.
Many people send their. I have a picture of myself, my mom. with Marilyn Monroe. And it's big. It's a big statue. It's, you know, 15 feet tall.
Did you pose for a picture? Did you guys just stand next to her like, oh, yeah, we're here with – or did you do the bit where you're like halfway looking to see what's
going calf.
On?
Left lower calf we were standing next to.
Okay.
Left lower calf, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm a little surprised the Warriors are favored tonight. I mean, Knicks are 15 and 16. They're at home. All right. All right. I just think it's going to be a fun game. Fun game. Steph Curry, after not playing, back in action tonight. We're trying to keep you abreast of the Tiger Woods situation. Tiger Woods involved in a one-car accident this morning, Rancho Palos Verdes. He's now in surgery as we speak, and he's got multiple leg injuries, and that's what the that's what they're operating on right now. Non-life-threatening, that is the good news, but the car rolled over several times, and Tiger Woods right now in surgery, getting his legs operated on. I'll tell you one player we haven't talked a lot about tonight, but I think it could play into it. Andrew Wiggins, 26th birthday tonight. Andrew Wiggins. And he's going up against his old coach, Tom Thibodeau. And Thibodeau's always spoken well of him. I got a big night for Andrew Wiggins. By the way, season high 27. So he's going to need four touchdowns with the extra points tonight for me to win that bet, Goo. Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, Knicks are physical. We'll see how it goes. And again, Knicks already 1-0 in this series, Dibs. They have already beat the Golden State Warriors in their home here in San Francisco. So that bugs me, but I'm calling this the James Brown game, the big payback. And again, we can't, you know, just skip past the drama of the weekend that was. And I just think the Warriors come out here and handle business. Because if we come in here tomorrow and we're talking about a 500 team with some difficult games to end the break, I don't like that.
No, I don't like it at all. First of all, I don't like that stretch at all. And honestly, if you're looking at a spot where things should favor you, this is it. Because of the 2 days off and because of the fact that Steph didn't play, and I know it's because he was a DNP tummy ache or whatever it was, we don't officially know, not to demean it, but it wasn't anything so serious that he should be in jeopardy tonight. And you get Wiseman back and Looney. You've got no excuses. Now, if you play well and you lose late, fine. You know, accidents happen. But this is one, after two losses on this road trip, this is one you got to feel like you need. It's not a must win, but this one feels more important than any other road game so far this year, maybe.
I agree with that, Dibs. I agree with that, especially with the Pacers coming up next. Dibs, real quick, did you inform us? Is Chelsea on the board?
Yeah, they are on the board, Steiner.
Okay. 1-0.
Via a bicycle kick, also known as the overhead kick. Yeah, controversial offsides, I thought. They called offsides, but apparently the defender kicked it, therefore negating offsides. We just need to get through another 15 minutes with no goals. Either way.
I was going to say, is the under in jeopardy, Dibs?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, all we need to do is get through 15 minutes, too.
Yeah. And we're less likely to score a goal than they are, so I like our chances of staying under.
Hey, we got a couple more moments from Madison Square Garden for you guys. Warriors obviously playing there. And this one you'll probably got two more left. One we're saving for Warrior fans. This one is, just take a listen. Tell me if you remember this iconic moment from Madison Square Garden.
Miller for three, and he got it. Reggie Miller with a clutch tray, and it's 105-102. And a steal. Miller retreats to the three-point line and hits again.
Tie game. Goes after Ewing just a bit long.
Miller has hit 12 of 13 in the game.
Pat Riley is saying, what is going on here?
Miller has hit 12 of 13 in the game. For only the second time in 16 games here at the Garden and against the New York Knicks, Indiana has reached 100 points. They won the other time. Maybe this will be the magic number for them here as well.
It's like Indiana's win in game one at Orlando last year.
Miller hits two.
No timeouts.
happening? Stumbles and falls. Time runs out. Reggie Miller scoring 8 points in the final 32 seconds. Taunting Spike Lee and 19,000 at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Wow.
Great stuff.
8 points.
Spectacular.
That's a joke, Steiny.
Oh, that's what Reggie Miller was doing. That's right. Yeah. Game one, what, Eastern Conference semis?
Yeah.
What year? 95. And just for the record, you know, I know you think Carmelo Anthony's played forever, but he was referring to Greg Anthony. Greg Anthony on that last play. It wasn't Carmelo.
I thought it was Joel Anthony that he was referring to. But courtesy NBC Sports, Tom Hammond, Bill Walton on the call. Tom Hammond, one of the more underrated multi-sport play-by-play guys of his or any other era. Tom Hammond with the call there, Steiny.
Okay. And along, obviously, with Bill Walton, guru. Bill Walton.
My favorite. I still hear him with Roxy Bernstein do college bat. He don't care about the game, but he's phenomenal, man. And I'll never forget this line. And I told him in person in Sacramento, true story, who cares? He was at Chris Webber's spot when Chris Webber was a king. It was called C. Webb's here in Del Paso area, the Natomas. And he had a line when the Bulls were playing the Sonics in the finals. And he said on air, Dibs, Hersey Hawkins is guarding Michael Jordan with no imagination. Like, Jordan was that good that you needed imagination to guard him. And I went up and shook his head and told him, I might have been about 30-something, but he smiled at me. I called myself guru. He goes, ooh. But Bill Walton is the GOAT to me. That's the real GOAT, man.
he's a great player. Great player, too. Once made 21 of 22.
Like, please explain.
He went 21 of 22 from the field.
And Reggie, 12 of 13 in that game. I mean, and the 1-3 where he steals, he hits the first three to cut it to five, I think, and then he gets the steal, and the one dribble and the super fast pirouette, set the feet, throw it up and drill it, that's the one that stands with me. Just because now we see it, it's almost, quote, commonplace, the way these guys, in the gather step, you're able to get the ball and take three steps to get set from behind the line, but Reggie with that dribble and just a quick swivel and be able to get his shot up, he was ahead of his time now.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we're talking about, you know, these great shooting nights. Great shooting nights. You know what was swept under there? There was one of the greatest shooting nights in NBA history that occurred in the last 10 days, I believe. Got totally swept under the rug. Spadoni, you have any idea what I'm talking about? An incredible shooting performance. See, I'm doing it right at least. Anybody want to take a guess at who the player was? Okay.
I know who it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Trae Young.
No, not Trae Young.
No.
Did you see Jamal Murray? He went 21 for 25 from the field the other day.
That's 84%.
Yeah. 8 for 10 from three-point range. He had 50 with no free throws.
I did not know that. Wow.
I mean, that is incredible. I mean, and I'm just thinking about Steph Curry having a game at home with no free throws. Boy, Warrior fans would be saying he should have gotten 75 tonight, huh, Spadone?
Well, who was that against? Was that in Denver?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
If it was in Denver, like, that's why no one knows about it. So.
Yeah, you probably. I got you. Anyway, 21 for 25. Jamal Murray. Okay.
No free throws? No.
All right. This is the one we've been waiting for. It happened February 27th. February 27th, 8 years ago. Steph Curry played a ball game in Madison Square Garden, and this is some of what happened.
He makes a couple. You better look out. That guy is hot.
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable! Making it rain in New York. 46. Melo in the lane. Well contested. A 2-on-1 back the other way. Curry, why not? For three. Bingo!
And the Knicks crowd is stunned.
He is in a zone right now all by himself.
49 and counting for Steph Curry. And the great ones love to play in Madison Square Garden. This young man is 4 career highs on the road. No bigger stage, no brighter lights. The Knicks feeling every bit of Steph Curry.
Yep, that was February 27th, 2013. And Steph Curry had a little coming out party, if I may say so myself.
Courtesy ESPN, Mark Jones and Doris Burke.
Wow. With,
the great call. Doris able to hold all 3 jobs, Goo. She can do play-by-play. She was working as an analyst there, and we know she can do sideline reporter as well. Great to hear that call. Mark Jones, Sacramento Kings now, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he'll miss some nights though. He'll do the ESPN games. He does that over the, you know, if it's a, if they both are on the same night, he'll take the national.
He definitely lends an air of big game nature to his broadcast. I will say that. I think he's pretty good, Mark Jones.
He loves the moment. He's not. He gets excited when you want to get excited. That's what I like, and that's, you know, partly when you hear Kevin Dana with Gucci or Cash Me Out one time, and it's for me, it's hard to listen to a guy shouting Ray Dance and think that guy's mailing it in. He's into it. You got to love the enthusiasm.
Cash me out one time.
I'm trying to think if I were a play-by-play guy, I would have a signature like Curry around his
pike.
Curry goes behind his back. He leaves James Harden a 3-pointer. Jackpot. How about that?
Jackpot.
You like jackpot?
I do a good Steiny doing play-by-play if you guys want to hear it sometime.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thumbs up in the back. Yeah.
Hey, what's Curry dribbling, Draymond left side, Wiggins, miss, of course, Oubre Jr., wrong place, Wiseman follow,
that would be something
Warriors.
Like this.
5 crowds.
Thank you.
It'd be something
that's
like
a little
this.
High. I would give about 2.5. Yeah. He had a little Brian and Palo Alto in there, too, Stoddy.
Got to get bonus points for the mean-spirited nature of the impersonation, which is why my lower management, my Danny Reininger, that's why it's so great, because it is so mean-spirited. You got to have an edge to your stuff, Steiny.
Well, also, my play-by-play would likely be mean-spirited. It would go something like, Wiggins out top, he handles, he's going left, this will not end well, he cannot finish in that direction.
Wow.
His shot... nothing but the side of the backboard. Why does Wiggins continue to go left when he can't make a play in that area? I don't know, Jim. There it is. All right.
I know Guru can do. I wonder if Guru does basketball. We know full well that he does baseball pretty well, and I wonder how his basketball. Yeah, I mean, could that apply to basketball, Goo?
Come on. I grew up playing Madden 2K, so I practiced this. Steiny brings it up, pass half court, throws it down to Dibs. Dibs tries it back. Kyle down. Kyle blocks the shot. Here they come the other way. Kyle over to Dibs.
From?
Dibs in the corner. 3. Count it. 108-107. 2 minutes left in the fourth. Here comes Dibley. Pass half court. Sets up Steiny for a jumper. Good. We got a tie game. Timeout. Yeah.
You're only down 1 there. There's a scorekeeper error. I like that one. I like that one.
This is a score. Toe was on the line. We
hey, by the way, Kyle, nice package. Defense. Nice defense, Kyle.
Yeah. It's that it is.
You want to take a stab at who the Knicks' leading scorer was the night Curry had 54 in a 109-105 loss?
What year?
2013.
I heard a Wilson Chandler reference in there, so... I couldn't have been Allen Houston era. He had to be gone by then. I'm going to go with Guru's guy, Lala's better half, Carmelo Anthony.
That's correct.
He probably had 31 on 7 of 26.
He had 35 on 10 for 26. 10 for 26.
No notes.
Wow. He played 40 minutes. He got a rebound. He did get a rebound in that game, Carmelo. How about this? You're Tyson Chandler. Had 28 rebounds in that game. 16 points, 28 rebounds.
Dog.
And you know what's funny is the way sometimes you remember stuff differently. I thought David Lee was with the Knicks. He was actually with the Warriors at that point. And for whatever reason, the game, David Lee was a Warrior, but he didn't play. and it says DNP suspended by league. And I'm trying to remember, I can't remember what he must have done to get suspended for that game. Like, he must have been in a fight or something. The game before, I can't remember. Anyway, Steph Curry, his numbers, not bad on that particular evening. 18 for 28, 11 for 13 from three-point range.
Woo.
Man, 7 for 7 from the line, 54 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. You know, all 48 minutes, all 48.
You brought up Spike Lee and Dibs. That just leads to New York being the Mecca. And I thought, who's the most famous Warrior fan ever? And I'm being honest. I ain't a prisoner of the moment. It's got to be E-40.
No chance. Oh,
I thought you were gonna go Dance Mom.
Oh no!
Do we
have a famous Warrior? Give it to me, Stanley. I'm just curious. Who?
Shame on you guys. Delroy Lindo.
No way, Steiny. He looks like LeBron. I call Steiny. LeBron a
young
Delroy Lindo.
Steiny. Sparrow's complaining that we don't let you play trivia. You got a big nugget like that. You wait for the drums.
Gilbert.
You're going to sit here and chastise Spadone for his awkwardness, and then you're just going to blast through a proper buildup for a Delroy Lindo? How dare you?
How do you know when you're getting the drum roll? He just starts the drum roll without asking if you'd like a drum roll.
Because when you look on the Zoom, and you see on the Zoom right now, he's kind of huddled over the mouse right now. He's actively engaged. At times, he's checked out. He's thinking about the price of Pampers and when he can get the blank out of here. But right now, he's engaged. So you know drums are coming.
I'm a man of nuance. There's also, who was the, during
nice
the
job,
We Believe run, the...
Mr. Fab.
No. Those are regional stars. Those are
You're
regional
talking about
stars.
Jessica
I'm
Alba.
Right. I'm trying to.
No, that's
Jessica Alba. She and Boom Dizzle were high school friends.
No doubt.
Austin Crozier, Crossroads High School. Kyle, don't put your computer away yet, young man. I'm dropping nuggies right now.
God.
This is
I like
called
that, Jessica.
Knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say who else? Oh man,
Well,
the card player that Lacob has at all the games. What's his name?
Not Phil.
Yes,
Ivey,
Phil Hellmuth.
Phil Hellmuth.
Phil Hellmuth.
Daniel Negreanu.
Don't sleep on Mark Curry. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. It all starts.
I don't think
and ends
he can afford season tickets anymore.
Beyonce and
I'm
Prince.
I'm kidding.
It got no better than peak Warriors championship run where
before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That night before.
I'll hit you with a little quick confession here before the buzzer. When I would go to Oracle, I would enter behind the Warriors bench and do one lap on the lower level, say hi to Bobby Fitz if I got there early enough, give him a little pat on the back. One day I was doing that, and Jay and Beyonce were getting ready to go to their seats, and they're holding they're holding the crowd back so the two of them could get to their seats. I got butterflies. I was starting to tingle, I'll be honest.
Tingling now.
That's something that's one that's very understandable, Dibs. All right. We got Warriors. We got Knicks. 4:30. DRK is next. They're not going to have the D, but they will have Ratto and Kolsky in for 1 hour until the Warriors pregame show at 3:00. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I don't love the young people.